This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Giving you all you need to know. Power Business, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. and Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on Power 98.7.
It's 11 minutes to 7 o'clock, bringing you Power Business this evening. I am Nhlanhla Sihume, of course, standing in for Noluthando Mlamtonti as we continue our conversation, and this time looking at the preview for the MPC decision expected tomorrow. Of course, this referring to the Monetary Policy Committee of the South African Reserve Bank, widely expected to raise interest rates, some say by at least 25 basis points when it concludes its three-day meeting ending tomorrow. There is already a Reuters poll published on the 20th of March, forecasting that the MPC would increase its key repo rate by 25 basis points and then take its finger off the trigger on these expectations that inflation will slow in the face of an economy really battered by power shortages. To speak to us more about this is the chief economist at Sanlam Investment, and to also get a preview on what to expect is Arthur Kemp to tell us a bit more about this. What do you expect, Arthur? Will the South African Reserve Bank indeed raise the rates at the MPC meeting?
Good evening. Yes, I think I wouldn't have much argument that with the consensus view that they will raise about 25 basis points. I think there are a couple of reasons for that. The one is that the recent February inflation data wasn't a big surprise on the upside, but there was a small surprise there, core inflation a little bit sticky. And then also, of course, the Federal Reserve matters, and they raised rates 25 basis points recently. It's been also partially reflected in a little bit of currency weakness. So, you know, against that backdrop, I think the Reserve Bank will probably feel it needs to do a little bit more. But I think we must be, on current information, quite close to the top of the cycle.
And of course, there are other influencing factors. I mean, one looks at that an economy that's already battered by this power crisis and the ensuing power shortages as well. Much of this has been driven by this crisis, with the monetary policy really having to do very little to address this particular issue. I mean, you look at food production chains. They've been severely disrupted by power cuts, and producers pass the costs on to you and I, the consumer. And still, the central bank's view has long been that inflation really erodes household incomes as well as wealth. And the best tonic for that is measures to contain it here.
The Reserve Bank does hold that view. But at the same time, if you look at their models do indirectly take into account the weakness in the economy, because the output gap, the sort of level at which economic activity is relative to the potential of what we can produce, factors into their inflation forecast and hence into the inflation or into the interest rate decision. And you're quite right, the economy was exceptionally weak in the fourth quarter, minus 1.3, not annualized quarter on quarter. Yes, it came off a strong bounce of 1.8% in the third quarter, but quite clearly prospects are not great. So, you know, you've got growth forecasts of anything between 0 and sort of 1%. Yeah. Probably let's split the difference and call it a half, which is not strong. But it does at least indirectly to a degree come through into the inflation forecast and hence interest rate decision.
Now, of course, a bigger than expected hike is not inconceivable, and this may not be the end of this tightening cycle as well. But also interesting to look at the Rand's performance this year. I mean, certainly this will also be in focus, and the MPC will also be mindful of the impact that bigger rate rises will have on the economy that is going down the drain right now.
I think doing monetary policy in this environment is much more complex than usual. And you're quite right. You know, there is always the risk of a bigger rate hike. But I must say, you know, although we've come from a long base, we did hike a low base. We did hike very early in the cycle, reasonably aggressively last year. I think the Reserve Bank has got ahead of the curve. And I think that there's, you know, it's reasonable to expect inflation to slow quite materially through into next year. And if that's the case, unless the Reserve Bank materially changes its inflation forecast from the last time out, which I don't think will be the case, you know, I think that's enough reason there, given also the backdrop of weak economic activity, to sort of say another 25 basis points and let's pause and see where we go from there.
For consumers, the question is always, what impact will this have on me? And one of that being the cost of living, and which really it seems to be a crisis as well. Worryingly, food prices and prices for food and non-alcoholic beverages having increased by 13.6% in the year, and in the year ending to February, and the highest reading since April of 2009. This really underscores the severity of the cost of living crisis that is really exacting its biggest toll on the poor and working class households, with the middle class also feeling the pinch here.
Well, you're absolutely right. So the low-income earners in this cycle, the inflation rate, because of the higher weighting of food and also public transport costs, which have been higher because of high fuel prices, the weighting in their basket is a lot higher than for middle and higher income earners. So they've been hard hit. So therefore, the Reserve Bank and banks' argument, I think, is valid that, you know, what you want to do is anchor inflation expectations that in time should feed through into a more steady currency, which, of course, then feeds back into rand prices of fuel and food. So from that perspective, yes, you know, raising interest rates, if it steady the rand and lower that inflation rate, that's particularly important for the vulnerable inflation, lower income groups. That helps, obviously, a lot. Mm. On the other side of the coin, middle and higher income groups obviously have mortgages and relatively higher debt, and obviously they then pay more on that through.
But of course, I mean, the MPC will also be very concerned by the latest inflation data, which also shows that price pressures are not ebbing at all.
Yeah, a little bit sticky. So core inflation went up from 4.9 in January to 5.2, headline from 6.9 to 7. There was a general expectation it would ease a little bit. It was a bit of a surprise, not a big upside surprise. Some of that pressure in core inflation was because of low core inflation last year, so it's a bit of a base effect. But I think, yeah, a little bit disappointing, and that's probably the thing that prompts the bank to do a little bit more on interest rates, yeah.
I like taking spot questions from our listeners as well, and just on my timeline, questions really being asked about what the effect has been of this power crisis, which the Monetary Policy Committee, as I said, really can do very little much to address. Of course, it's not ideal to hike interest rates during a possible recession in an economy that has almost no short-term growth prospects, but accelerating inflation of 7% is also neither very ideal, nor is it the rand as it remains over the $18 mark. There's simply nothing ideal about the South African economy or the central bank's policy options here.
Absolutely. Very difficult, very complex environment within which to make macroeconomic policy, particularly monetary policy. And yeah, the central bank needs help from elsewhere, and the help from elsewhere needs to come from supply side responses to improve our infrastructure, fix our electricity, fix transport. That's a big reason why the economy is quite depressed at the moment. It's not the only thing, but it would go a long way towards lifting the business mood if we could get our electricity supply back up and running at a level that sustains a higher level of economic activity. And then, of course, more broadly, lots of things need to happen. We know all about the need for skills development, etc. So, yeah, the bank can't do this on its own, and it needs help from elsewhere on the policy front to improve the supply side of the economy and to lift growth.
So the speculation is around 25 basis points, but also adopts that the Reserve Bank will likely adopt a very hawkish tone in its statement that suggests that this might not be the peak. I mean, such a stance would help. And to take from the central bank lingo, it will also anchor inflation expectations here.
Very important point. Inflation expectations have been quite sticky at a relatively high level. And of course, monetary policy is forward-looking. Inflation expectations are forward-looking, so you want to anchor those inflation expectations at a lower level so that you can be more confident in your inflation forecast that inflation is in fact going to come down over the next year. And if that is the case, so as soon as you start seeing inflation expectations starting to decline, then you know, okay, we're in that phase now where you should start seeing lower inflation going forward, and you could start easing off on the interest rate hiking cycle.
And just give us your last thought, as really, I mean, the sentiment would be that really the South African Reserve Bank is not for the first time finding itself between a rock and a very hard place.
Absolutely right. I think the bank, fortunately, though, it's got a very good track record. It's a credible central bank, runs monetary policy credibly. And I do think that it's done enough at this point to start anchoring those inflation expectations and bring inflation down, which is its best contribution it can make to helping stabilize the economic situation at the moment. So, yeah, they started early, and they've, as I say, got a good track record, and I'm sure they'll be followed through on that in the cycle as well.
Arthur Camp is a chief economist at Sanlam Investments, of course, taking his comments on expectations on what exactly we can expect regarding the Monetary Policy Committee's decision tomorrow, expected to raise the interest rates by at least 25 basis points.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.